Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, as always, we have Executive Director Cindy Wish joining us with the Jamestown Arts Center. And Cindy, welcome to our show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Cindy. We always appreciate having you on. Very full of information with the Arts Center. Spring is right here. It's a gorgeous time to be taking in the Arts Park, because that's going to be up and running soon. And of course, as always, lots of different classes going on. So we're going to talk about some of those.
Yeah, we've got some great classes. Our new artist in residence, Linda Resch, has been doing some teaching. So this Wednesday, she is doing a painting with scissors workshop. So those are like...
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's cut paper collage. Like Henri Matisse is probably the most famous artist that practiced that sort of medium.
Okay, perfect.
And that's one night only, so 5:30 to 7:30, just come on down, make some art. This Saturday, all day, we have a calligraphy workshop. And it's not your grandma's calligraphy.
That sounds wild, like it sounds like a party.
It's much more than just, wedding invitations and things like that. It's really sort of art nouveau.
Okay.
Kind of a lot of swirls and, how to make letters beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love calligraphy. It's just such a gorgeous way to write.
Yeah.
So that's going to be this Saturday?
That's this Saturday,
yeah. All day, you said?
9 to 3:30.
9 to 3:30. Perfect. And then we also have the last Artful Happy Hour of the season coming up, too.
We take the summers off of Artful Happy Hour because people just don't want to be inside as much.
Yeah, right, exactly, right.
Can't blame them. That's going to be April 19th, and it's going to be acrylic painting.
Awesome.
And as always, it's from 5:30 to about 7. $10 covers all your materials. It's just a really good time. It's really casual. Yeah. If you've never picked up a paintbrush, you'll feel right at home.
Perfect.
Good time to hang out.
Is there a date that people need to sign up for that at all, Cindy, or just?
It does tend to fill up.
Okay.
Ask people to RSVP in advance because it is a very popular program.
Perfect. So Artful Happy Hour, the last one of the season. So you need to get signed up quick, coming up on April 19th. Again, Executive Director Cindy Wish with the Jamestown Arts Center joining us here on Let's Talk. Also, the Arts Center not only hosts great classes and great exhibits, but also is home to our community theater, Second Act, right?
Yes, the Second Act have been added again. They're in there rehearsing away. Their production is going to be 4 weddings and an Elvis.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And an Elvis?
And an Elvis.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you too much about it, that it's just what it sounds like.
It sounds kind of crazy, but I mean, we got to leave it to Second Act to bring something crazy for us.
Right. Exactly. And it's actually not going to be a dinner theater this time.
Okay. Okay.
They're going to do, more like a wedding reception. So there'd be wedding cake and champagne punch. And, I did have Lori Dore call and ask me if she thought they could drive a pink Cadillac through the side doors of the gallery. I said no.
I was going to say, where are we at on that?
That's a mini, but not
maybe. Maybe if they paint a cardboard one and do like a 2D kind of thing.
Yeah, right? Maybe. That would be a little more appropriate.
So 4 weddings and an Elvis, going to be premiering May 4th through the 6th.
Right.
At the Jamestown Arts Center. I believe that's when it is. Perfect. So community theater, we'll gear up for that. And as we get closer to that, we'll talk with somebody with the Arts Center, either Cindy or whoever's available about that. Again, Cindy Wish joining us here on Let's Talk. And as always, bringing in new exhibits pretty much monthly at the Arts Center. And we have a new one now.
Yeah, we do. It's called Not Stock. And Not Stock is a event that happens at Minot State University.
Okay.
It's a week-long screen printing event. So it's just screen printing mayhem.
That's
and crazy. So this is an exhibit of posters that have been made at Not Stock for the past 10 years.
Wow. 10 years of this event that happens at Minot State, you said?
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I really want to go check it out. It just sounds so cool. Like, just come set up screens and...
Yeah.
Print away.
Absolutely. So and usually with the exhibit too, Cindy, usually there's classes and stuff that happen with those too, right?
Yeah, we might be doing a screen printing demonstration.
Perfect.
We're pulling our screens out of the basement, see what kind of shape they're in. We haven't done any screen printing since I've been there, but
wow,
I think we do have the capacity, so it'd be great to dust them off and get them rolling, get them making stuff again.
Awesome. So again, we have Cindy Wish, Executive Director of the Jamestown Arts Center, joining us here on Let's Talk. Lots of events going on as always. And Cindy, do you want to give people a couple ways that they can get a hold of you to ask questions?
Sure. Our new website. We talked about this last month.
Yes, we did.
But it's exciting. Up and running. It's so beautiful. It is jamestownarts.com.
Okay.
Our phone number, 251-2496.
Okay.
Stop on by 115 2nd Street Southwest. We're there from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturday. info@jamestownarts.com.
Perfect.
Plenty of ways to get in touch
with us. Lots of ways. You guys are always available and always do great stuff. Cindy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.